the State of Alaska State Fairs Committee meeting. I'm calling our meeting to order at 9:08. I apologize, we were all running from other committees, so we got here as soon as we could. And I would ask you at this time to turn off all your electronic devices. And this is February 23rd, a Tuesday. And 2010. Please let the record reflect that my committee members here today are Senator French and Senator Meyer, and I'm Senator Menard. And with me is my committee aide, Sarah Munson. So welcome. We're going to take up House Bill 274, establishing a Purple Heart Day. And I think we have Representative Gardner here with a well-suited staff that's going to explain to us. And for our information, please state your name and affiliation and begin your testimony.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you to all of you for hearing this bill, House Bill 274. And although I'm speaking for the bill, my co-prime sponsor, Representative Dahlstrom, is also here with her staff. And we're very excited to get this far with a bill that, while not necessarily dramatic state policy, I think makes a very needed and important statement in establishing in perpetuity Purple Heart Day to honor those members of the military service who've been injured, killed in injured or killed in battle. And several years ago, we passed the Purple Heart Trail bill, and the state participated in the Purple Heart Trail honoring those people. And we also last year passed Purple Heart Day, and we hope to do that instead of annually, but to do it in perpetuity. My staff here, actually my intern Ellie Sika, is going to present this in a little more detail, and then we have other people ready to speak to it.
And allow me to properly introduce Representative Nancy Dahlstrom. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair and the Senate Committee. My name is Ellie Sika. I'm a legislative intern for Representative Berta Gardner, here to present HB 274, an act designating August 7th as Purple Heart Day in perpetuity. The Purple Heart is awarded to any member of the U.S. Armed Forces who has either been killed or wounded in battle. Also posthumously awarded as well. Approximately 1.7 million servicemen and women have received the Purple Heart, including many Alaskans, and about 500,000 Purple Heart recipients are still living. August 7th is historically significant because in history, August 7th, 1782, General George Washington established the badge of military merit, seeing that there was a need for a badge to honor military merit. It was only awarded to three Revolutionary War soldiers, and then it was fell to the wayside. In 1932, it was reestablished as the Purple Heart in honor of George Washington, his memory, and those who have either been killed or wounded in battle. There are a number of other states who already recognize August 7th as Purple Heart Day, and we would like to make the effort to show that as Alaskans, we do honor our veterans and Purple Heart recipients. So this is just an effort to further recognize our veterans and to show that as Alaskans we do so as well. So
would you share with us how many other states have established Purple Heart Day?
Madam Chair, in my research I found that Wisconsin annually celebrate August 7th in honor and recognition by displaying the American flag. New Mexico, North Dakota, Nevada, New York, Arizona, and Mississippi all honor in some way.
So would it be, could we characterize it as, say, 25% of the states currently have Purple Heart Day?
Madam Chair, Representative Gardner, I don't believe it's as many as 25, but we can lead the way.
Okay. Thank you. And has this ever been introduced before? I know the trail has, but is this the first time that this legislation has been before us?
Madam Chair, this is Ellie Sieg again. Last year, the governor had a proclamation, August 7th, 2009, as Purple Heart Day, but it wasn't in perpetuity. We want to make sure that this is in perpetuity every year.
I would say so. Perpetuity in perpetuity is the word we're trying to stress.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any questions for my colleagues? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for your presentation. It's very, very good. Do we have any idea how many Alaskans qualify for the Purple Heart or have received the Purple Heart?
To my understanding, through the chair, we did try to find that, but they do not keep a record of specifically how many people by state receive it, because it's increasing every day with the number of people who come back or are becoming injured or killed in battle. So they just have an approximation of 1.7 million for the nation, and it's growing every day.
Madam Chair, if I might, Representative Gardner here. Part of the problem is that the order, a military order of the Purple Heart, doesn't actually even know everybody in every state, because participating in the military order is voluntary, and there are many veterans who qualify who don't necessarily join the order, and that's something that they'd really like to increase, but it has to be optional on the part of the person who's awarded the Purple Heart.
Okay, very good.
Any further questions?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Meyer.
I would just assume that we have a bunch here in Alaska because of our large military presence and the fact that a lot of the military do like to stay up here, but I understand that number's not available, so thank you very much.
Thank you, and I appreciate your passionate testimony. If there's no other questions from my colleagues, we'll go off net at this time. I believe I have a Tim Armstrong. Oh, Tim, I'm sorry, you're in person. Come up, please, and state your name and affiliation for the record.
I'm Tim Armstrong. I'm appearing today.
Have a seat.
As the Chief of Staff for the Department of Alaska Military Order of the Purple Heart, and in the absence of our Department Commander, Ron Stevens.
If you'll just hold that thought in the presence of Senator Passman has joined us. Okay, please continue.
And I'm merely appearing here today, in the absence of our department commander, Ron Siebels, as his chief of staff, to lend support of the Alaska Military Order of the Purple Heart to this bill. I recognize some very familiar faces this morning from those who were in attendance for the inauguration of the Purple Heart Trail, the representative here and the senators. And I really thank you for your support and for the organization and for the recognition that was very, very nicely received. And the opening of the Purple Heart Trail and the establishment of August the 7th as Purple Heart Day in Alaska is an extremely worthy goal that the organization would like to see brought forward. You asked a question of the representative just moments ago. We know for sure of over 500 recipients of the Purple Heart Medal in Alaska. About 270 of those recipients are members of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. But since it's, the representative mentioned, it is a volunteer organization, it is congressionally chartered. Everyone who is a member of the Military Order of the Purple Heart must show appropriate documentation to substantiate and validate the fact that they actually received the medal. I have a copy of my DD-214 in my pocket in case anyone would like to confirm that I am one of the living recipients of the medal.
Could you produce that, please?
Sure. No, I'm more than happy to. I thank you for
this
asking.
This is your show and tell time.
I thank you for asking.
Now we have a first-hand look at what...
This is the awards and decorations during the term of military service. Every military veteran has a copy of this. It's called a DD-214. It is a 1 8.5 by 11 sheet copy of your entire military service. Awards and decorations will be reflected in the appropriate box at the bottom, about midway down the form there. But it states where you entered service, all of the pertinent information, service overseas in a combat zone and all everything that you need to know. And I encourage you to any person who ever presents himself as a veteran to request a copy of their DD-214 just to confirm that. Because if they ask you what it is, trust me, they're not a veteran. And if they're not familiar with it, I would question their authenticity. But every veteran must display that form in order to obtain veteran license plates, any types of veteran benefits, anything of that nature. So it is a form very familiar to every veteran, especially combat veteran.
And if you would feel comfortable as this bill, if we were to move this out of committee today, maybe we could have a copy of that to show in the packet as this bill moves forward.
Sure,
and so that would be a sample.
Specifically for that purpose.
And we would get that to Representative Gardner and Representative Dahlstrom. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Is there anyone of the committee members here that would have any more questions of Mr. Armstrong?
I just say I was at
Senator
the
Cassavan.
Yes, Madam Chair, I was at the dedication of the Purple Heart Trail and with Representative Dahlstrom.
Yes. Very, very much appreciate that support. That was extremely important. As I was saying to the representative before the hearing started, I was quite flattered at the fact that the Department of Transportation gave me an Alaska Highway sign with the Purple Heart that they used because it was my medal that was used to make the highway signs, my personal Purple Heart medal. They're all exactly the same with the exception of the name engraved on the back. But because they used my medal, they presented me with an Alaska highway sign. And if you want to have some fun, try to check one of those through in the airline sometime as a hand carry item on the way home, which I eventually did with success. But it was kind of a hoop going through the airport with that sign. But I really, really appreciate the support, and I really, on behalf of myself personally and the organization, the recognition is very much appreciated, and we would certainly love to see this Purple Heart Day established in perpetuity so that the people who did suffer wounds in action as a result of hostile force and everything are recognized appropriately. And the Purple Heart Highway, the section highway between Tokyo and Fairbanks is a tremendous welcome to veterans who are traveling into the state. And the very first thing that they see representing the state of Alaska is a welcome to the one of the states that has the highest per capita population of veterans of any in the United States. And I think it's extremely appropriate to join with the other states that have already moved forward on this and established August 7th as Purple Heart Day.
And I sincerely feel I should thank you and by calling you Honorable Tim Armstrong.
Oh,
thank you so much. We'll go ahead. Is there any other questions of committee members? And I'll go ahead and go off net then to Ron Siebels, Anchorage. Ron, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Would you please state your name for the record and your affiliation, please?
Yes, my name is Ron Siebels. I'm the Department Commander for the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I also serve in a couple of national level appointed positions. First of all, I want to thank everyone who has helped to move this legislation forward. Since the American Revolution, there have been many brave and patriotic Americans who put on a military uniform and adapted to a myriad of tasks required to maintain a free country. Military service has varied effects on every person who endured even a single minute of knowing that other humans who you never met are truly trying to kill you. The Purple Heart is indeed an award no one pursues. It simply happens during tragic moments of man's inability to peacefully coexist. The success of armed combat requires either physical trauma or the taking of life. It really does come down to that basic combat issue. But wars pass and the combatants of those conflicts slowly fade with history's never-ending march of time. As each year passes, so do the aging warriors who stepped forth and did their jobs when called. World War II ended shortly before I was born. The war in which I was wounded ended about 37 years ago. No war will ever produce sufficient power to stop time. But I fear that the human indifferences that exist in our world will likely result in even more wars, long after each of us is called home to our Creator. I further submit that those future wars will result in more pain, more bloodshed, and more Purple Hearts. I think that from time to time, all true patriotic Americans search for the right words or the right actions to say thanks to those who stood at the tip of the Freedom Sword. I further believe that the passage of the Alaska Purple Heart Day legislation will forever preserve the fact that our elected officials did say thanks, and they did it with legislative action. I ask each of you to place yourself in a proud moment of Alaska legislative history. I ask for unanimous support of this legislation so that each of you can have your name recorded as one of the elected officials who voted in favor of Purple Heart Day legislation. I see this act as a lasting method of saying thank you to Alaska's past, present, and future Purple Heart recipients. My kindest regards to each of you and your loved ones, and I remain yours in patriotism. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sibbles. We certainly appreciate your testimony. Is there any questions of the good Mr. Sibbles? No, seeing none. Okay, is there any other public testimony to be brought forward in the audience? Seeing none, at this time I'll go ahead and close public testimony. How do my fellow committee members have any, do they have any questions or comments at this time?
I think it's a great bill.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, and I too want to compliment Representative Gardner as well as Representative Dahlstrom for bringing these type of bills to us so that we can vote on them. We do important legislation here, and it's not always the top resource issues and the top finance issues. We're out there as elected officials, and we're hearing what the people want, and these are in perpetuity for this bill is what we need to be doing, and I congratulate you and I thank you very much for that. Having said that, what is the will of the committee then on this bill? Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's an honor for me to make the motion to move this bill out of committee. I move HB 2784 from the committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note.
Thank you, Senator Meyer. Do I hear any objections? Hearing none, House Bill 274 moves out of State Affairs, and we are adjourned.